Hey, it's me again, Aaron, from aaronsnotes.com, and 3guys.info, the 3guys walking to a bar, Pitch Black podcast. Just finished actually recording with guys, and, well, not just. I finished recording, and then set up my dinner, which I have not eaten yet. This is a really bad thing that I'm doing for the weight loss thing, because it is almost 9 right now, which means I'll probably be eating about 9:30. It is stupid baked cod. Cod is a flavorful fish, so I'm not too pissed off about that. I like cod, I like haddock, halibut. I like sole. I got sole. No, not really. I think, obviously, tuna's great. Salmon is fantastic. You know, I do really like trout, and, I can never think of it. What is that damn fish? Well, I don't know, whatever. A lot of the lake fish, I think, are really flavorful. Salmon is probably the only, you know, mostly river fish that I can think of, and it's fantastic, so maybe I should try to find more river fish. Yeah. Anyway, tilapia, I do not care for. I'll eat it. It's cheap. I've heard it is marginally healthy. Like, it has most of the health things that you get out of fish. But it's cheap because it's farm-raised. And I don't know if this is one of those fish that does well in farms. A lot of people say that farm-raised is automatically bad when it comes to fish. That's not true. There are some fish that, you know, in the farm they actually come out better. But I can't think of what they are. It might be tilapia. But I find tilapia to just be, like, flavorless, and it's too delicate. I like delicate, but it's so easy to overcook, and I'm afraid of non-typical sushi fish. Not, like, the flavor-wise, but, like, I don't want to get food poisoning. I've had food problems before. I'm sorry, I'm really salivating hard right now. I'm super hungry. I got way hungrier earlier today. That's kind of the thing that sucked the most so far, but at the same time, it didn't suck terribly. Like, I haven't been all crazy or anything. I probably owe that. Probably owe that to my time in the military, where give me fucking orders and I'll follow them. Like, if they're bad orders, go fuck yourself. If they're dumb orders, I'm gonna pipe up and say something. But, you know, overall, give me orders, I'll follow them. I'll get the shit done. And that's the thing about this weight loss program, or really any program. I feel like I could probably do well on just about any program, as long as everything is spelled out for me. There's your orders. Fucking take them and do it. And that's probably what's going to end up working out best with this. The crumb bum thing is, I have to figure out how to still be social with this. And probably the best thing would be to just sequester myself, but at the same time, like, I got family, they want to do shit, I got friends, they want to do shit, you know, I want to do this shit too, I like to be included, I'm weird, sometimes I get neurotic, sometimes I just want to be alone, a lot of times I just want to be alone, I love being alone, but at the same time, it's like, I do enjoy my family, I enjoy being around them, I like my friends, I like being around them, and what's more social than food? You know, Sunday dinners and shit like that. It's a good time to just get together, you have some food, the food drops people's inhibitions, it makes people happy, and all that shit, it's great, whatever. But it's hard to fucking do when you're on a diet, especially when it's restrictive. It's not just, I need to eat healthy, it's, I need to eat not much. And family are the fucking worst. Because if you don't eat, like, if you don't try every single dish, this happens in, like, office, in the offices, too. Like, if you're in an office environment and there's, like, a potluck or something, if you don't try fucking everything and get healthy helpings of it, and, you know, oh, this is so good, and oh, yeah, I'll definitely have, you know, thirds and hundredths or whatever. People get fucking salty, they get weird about shit. Now, most of my immediate family, they're not going to be that way. I can go, hey, I can't fucking eat that. It's going to be fantastic, and it's already making me fucking pissed off. So don't wave it in my face. But I can't do it, and that makes me salty. coming up on 5 minutes here already, but hey, you know, this is day two, and of my weight loss program thing. It's going pretty well. I need to fucking find time to weigh in. That's part of the program, too, is you got to go to the office and weigh in. And I haven't been able to do that yet. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to tomorrow. But as soon as I do, I'll tell you what the results are. I have a feeling that I'm probably still going to be around 260. Because first off, it's just day two. I don't expect to see any weight loss for a week. People say otherwise, but I don't know. And more so, I don't expect to... You know, I had a shitty weekend, you know. Yeah, so I feel like there's probably carryover. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Yeah. So thanks for listening, and I'll keep telling you what the fuck as we go along. Balls.